Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen. You know him as Little Richard. He's still rocking after all these years. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Andrea Nuremberg is our guest, our good friend, one of our favorite folks on the Brain Trust. More than 13 years she's been hanging out with us. She's one of the top networking experts in the galaxy. And she's written all the books on that topic, including Savvy Networking, including Networking for Veterans, including Nonstop Networking. You're starting to see the picture here. And she's our good friend, Andrea. Thanks again for hanging out with me.
Thanks you for having me. It's wonderful to be with you.
Networking in a new city. You told us about you joined Rotary, you joined a chamber, you joined in groups within a chamber. Everybody's not moving around. Some people are planted in the ground. They're still, and they're thinking, well, I'm in my hometown. Who can I network with that I don't already know?
That's it. But then do something different. I mean, another thing is think about things that you enjoy doing. Like I was telling you at the break, even when people have to take a little time to recharge their body, whether it's going to a gym and go talk to people, mm-hmm. whether it's like I'm doing, taking dancing lessons. I will tell you another thing that I've done, 6:30 in the morning, right before our call, I was out with my walking group. And we walk 4 miles every day in the morning, 6:30 to 7:30. Somebody said to me, how long did it take somebody in your walking group to really, like, give you a lead or refer you? I said, probably about 42 miles. So basically, I counted up all the – because you got to learn about other people. Isn't that true?
You have
to learn. So my walking group, I got on a board of the Lifelong Learning Academy down here, which is connected with one of the universities. It's doing things that are a little bit different.
Let me tell you something.
Working on your
You business. Showed up in a new town, and because you didn't know anybody, you got active and got involved.
Right.
There are people who've been in your town all their lives that don't even know some of the things you're now a member of even exist.
You want to know?
And they're the ones who are
going
to say, "What is there to do? Where can I go new?"
Yeah. People say that to me all the time, which is why I'm starting a class, and I want to go teach it. And I'm starting to put it into motion at different retirement communities. And not only that, but also restless retirees.
And folks, all of this she's doing without drugs or five-hour energy. This is just raw Andrea.
And because you know why? Because what about the fact, anybody who's listening, because I've been here a long time, or maybe somebody's new that's listening, and they want to build a new niche. Do something different. So people may have lost their spouse or lost their partner, or something's changed in their life. They have to meet new people.
You got to get outside your four walls. Turn left instead of right this time, and go counterclockwise this time.
Exactly. Even there are groups in every community called meetups, and this is not Tinder or anything like that. It's not dating sites, but there are meetups for any special interest. And when I've gone into financial services companies, and people have said, where can I find a new market? I said, well, think about things that you're interested in and go meet like-minded people in that area. They could become your particular clients.
Yeah.
Everybody. And so think about things you enjoy doing, hobbies, art, whatever it is. Down here in Florida, in Sarasota, we have so many performing arts. I'm even an usher at the orchestra one night a month. So what a great opportunity. First of all, couldn't you see me?
You Jim, just immerse you. Yourself. Like I've said before,
totally.
Was Sarasota ready for you? I'm not sure they were.
Well, I don't know, but they're certainly finding out now, right? And I haven't even stopped yet because there are so many things to do.
Well,
think about it.
How about this, Andrea? How about sitting down for a minute and saying, okay, who have I met in the last 30 days that is a new acquaintance? And if you can't come up with a list of several, you're staying inside your four walls too much.
Absolutely right. Exactly right. And I say, remember my 2-2-2 theory that I've talked about in my
Tell
book?
Us again.
Meet at least two people, and arrange 2 follow-up meetings and make sure you go back to that group or association 2 times. So no matter what happens, even if you say, well, I can't join everything, and we can't, but at least you've met 2 people when you've gone to something. You've arranged to have 2 follow-ups. So you're going to have coffee with each one of those people afterwards, and you're going to say, I'm not just going to come once, I'm going to come twice.
And I'll tell you something else, Andrea. I look back on key things that have happened to me that literally I don't even want to think about what my career would be like without what happened. And I trace it all the way back to a chance meeting where I or they said, hello, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? And that it was just a little innocuous meeting. And the next thing you know, as Frost said, as way leads on to way, it led to an introduction, an opportunity that I don't even want to think about what would happen without it.
Absolutely.
And it all started with one little seed of a networking.
That's exactly. And that's what and another thing I would tell everyone who's listening, that even if you say, well, a lot of this, don't just pick one. Just do one thing. Even go to your church or your synagogue or wherever you go for worship and just say, you know what? I'm going to go a different time. I'm going to meet somebody new in the group. I'm going to go to an event that they put on.
Just walk right up and say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. You like that. But just do it. You know, and you don't have to do everything, but just do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, you're going to see results.
But keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Oh, it's got to be consistent.
You got to keep doing it.
I mean, totally.
Hey,
you know,
Andrea, ease up down there. Let somebody else do some stuff down there, okay?
And so, okay, I'll try.
Give those people a break down there. I need your website again, Andrea.
NirenbergGroup.com. And anybody who touches base, as you know, I'll send them my networking checklist.
Yeah, you want to see that. You want to get that.
Gift.
So let her know that you heard her on the show. Thanks, Andrea. Take care of yourself.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.